Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. SiriusXM Channel 159 will welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. A lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. Football season has arrived. CFL football continues. College football countdown to kickoff is on. Week zero is next Saturday. This is the final Friday night before we'll have college football for the rest of the year. It's that time of the year right now. We send it straight to the strip. Tony Finn joins us from Area 51 this evening. It's the big wager talk weekend, and as you see, for the most part, the wager talk people have left us to dry while they get hammered in Las Vegas, but that's all cool. Tony Finn stepping up and in. Tony Finn is throwing it down with us. Listen, I don't call people out. They're doing their thing and stuff, but I never really understand that stuff. Like, I've done interviews on, like, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? You talk to someone on the phone for 10 minutes. It's like, oh, I'm going to dinner tonight. All right, you're going to dinner. So, like, you're not getting married tonight. You're going to dinner with Steve Merrill, right? Like, is that hard to sit at the table even and, like, check in? Even the other night when I told Merrill, just check in live. And you go, oh, I don't know if I can do it. I just call in from the hotel room or whatever. Well, I guess I was thrown off by this. It's not that complicated. Tony Finn steps up today. We got the coach, Jeff Reinbold. The coach was a very late addition. That's why I always put in my tweets, and more. I never know what the and more is going to be. Coach Jeff Reinbold, he's the and more. He's the head of player development right now for the Hawaii Warriors college football. He's back where he belongs. He's been to the CFL forever, but coach lives out there and stuff. He lives on the island, so he's got Hawaii football in his blood. They kick off next week against Vanderbilt, so we've got Coach Jeff Reinbold going to throw it down with us tonight. Angelo Zara will make his debut. Angelo's a fan of ours. I know I see his retweets. He follows us on Twitter and stuff. And, you know, we always like to give people a shot that are doing their things. And his specialty is MLS soccer. I see him tweeting, and he gives picks, and he's a writer for PicksWise. Is it PicksWise.com? It's a good website, actually. I'm not just saying this. I do go there. Our boy Jared Smith actually is over there at PicksWise. PicksWise.com. Good previews. You know, it's a lot of information. You know, they got picks and previews and stat numbers and all that type of stuff. I believe it's a British website, I think. You know, the Brits like to gamble, right? They're big on this stuff. You'd be surprised. A lot of sort of American sites and stuff that you'll see, they're actually, like, owned by by the Brits. The Brits have been betting on sports long before the Americans. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. All right, you know the drill. We're kicking it. SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio San Diego, the 50,000-watt juggernaut up and down the coast. Crazy story out of San Diego. Blake Snell got pulled over by the cops last night after they lost to the Washington Nationals. So, dude gets pulled over by the cops. I can't confirm. I saw a report that it was for speeding. That he was speeding. He wasn't under the influence. It was after the game. He was going home after the game. And I guess he was speeding. He gets pulled over by a cop. And then as they're pulled over, a drunk driver smashed into Blake Snell and his car. Now, I guess, there was no major injuries or anything like that. I tell you, man, the side of these freeways, it's a menace to be on the side of the freeway. But good job by the state patrol. Good job, Chips. You pull this guy over for what, you know? And then he nearly gets killed by a drunk driver because you pulled him over in the first place. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be thinking about that. I'd be like, you know, if you ever pulled me over for speeding, I would have got hit by a drunk driver. Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Everything that's going on in the state of California, San Diego's pitcher's going a little over the speed limit. I don't know what's up with that. You see Ozuna, too. Ozuna pulled the Braves card. What's up with Ozuna, anyways? Well, this guy's, like, not attacking his wife. He's getting, like, arrested for drunk driving. Like, at what point, what's the deal with him, anyways? Like, Sean Watson's getting 11 games. Ozuna told the cops, like, I'm Ozuna. Like, they pulled him over, and they're like, listen, can we see your license? All he says, I'm Ozuna of the Braves. And he doesn't even show his license. He shows, like, a Major League Baseball Braves ID type thing. And he's like, thanks, man. I think he thought that, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to drop that I'm on the Braves, and the cop is going to let me go. All right? In the old days, that would work. And, you know, and I'd say into the 70s, you know, through the 70s and even into the 80s and maybe into the 90s and stuff. But fact of the matter is now, cops are all, there's body cams, everything is recorded, so they can't really give you a free pass. And another thing is, most cops, like, don't even know or give a crap who the person they're pulling over is. This is Sports Rage. Fed your rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models,
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Washington and San Diego are tied at 3 right now at the bottom of the 6th inning. Isn't that always the way? Oh, this team, their schedule is easy. Look at their schedule. 3-3 right now. So we're talking about the crazy story of Blake Snell gets hit by a drunk driver last night after he gets pulled over by the police. But they said that he's going to be able to pitch in his next start, that he's there was no injuries sustained. See, he's already a millionaire. He doesn't need to exaggerate his injuries and sue anybody. So we've got a full house here tonight. Tony Finn will join us from Las Vegas, as normal. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Maybe we'll see what Tony has to say about football. And it is 1 week away now, guys. It's getting real. Like, we talk about countdowns this every night. Oh, it's countdown to this, countdown to that. But it's nearly here. It's nearly here. And I remember, too, talking, like, about college football, I don't know, like 6 weeks ago or something, and seeing people in our chat, why is he talking about college football when there's NBA games or whatever going on? And Why? Because there's like 172 million teams to break down. That's why. And the season starts next week. And I guarantee you, if I drilled, we did a pop quiz right now, most of you would fail. All right? You would fail, man. So we've got Coach Jeff Reinbold. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now in Hawaii. We got Coach Jeff Reinbold, now head of player development for the Warriors. Of course, Timmy Chang is now the head coach. They're going to have their work cut out for them next week. They're part of week zero hosting Vanderbilt, right? The Vanderbilt Commodores. And Vanderbilt are not an elite SEC team, but they're still an SEC team with SEC talent, with SEC speed, with SEC size. This is a very difficult challenge for Coach Chang and the Warriors for their first game of the year. They have a ton of new players, this program. It's going to be tough. You know, oftentimes you can catch teams that go to the islands because it's somewhat of a vacation for them, right? Some programs, it's like, oh, this is pretty cool. And, you know, they go out, they do the tourist type of thing, and they're not fully focused on football. And Hawaii can catch some teams. Yet it's the first game of the year. Vanderbilt aren't going to be playing around. They need every win they can get. It's a winnable game for them. UNLV is another one. Right. You know, it's not like UNLV are great, but you'll notice UNLV will cover at home sometimes. I wonder why. I wonder why it works out that way. All right. So we'll keep our eye on the late night baseball. We got a lot of football talk coming up here this evening, including. So let's start off. I don't like the term bad beat. Whatever. Bad beat, it was a bad bet. You lost. You know, if you're saying about a bad beat, you're just blaming somebody else for your own failure. Oh, do we have a touchdown here in the CFL game? No. I would have preferred if he did. I got the over. We need the over in this game. They're at 38 points right now. There's like 40 seconds left. BC are up 28-10. So, you guys know I've been killing the NFL preseason, right? 19-4 coming into tonight. So my play was the Carolina Panthers plus 6.5 tonight, despite the fact that we knew that Baker Mayfield. Now, we didn't know this last night, but we found out today. Like, we broke down this game with the Indian Cowboy. We did a great job last night on the show. But we were talking about the quarterback situation. How do we know they're going to turn around and say, oh, we're not going to play Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold? So they didn't. And then suddenly the point spread went from 3 to 6.5. So the Panthers were getting 6.5. It's 10-10. And then it's 13-10 for the Patriots. And it's 13-10, man. A couple of minutes left in the game. Game's not going anywhere. Whatever, man. The Panthers start going backwards. There's like a near safety. Now, to be honest, if it was a regular season, it would have been a safety. All right. Buddy got smoked on like the goal line, fell backwards into the end zone, and it should have been a safety called, and it wasn't. So it was like, oh, dear God. But the thing is, we're getting plus 6.5. They're losing by 3. So it's sort of like, okay, they give up a safety, fine. All right, give up a safety, fine. We'll lose the game by 5, and we'll still cover the point spread. The next play, it happens again. He gets sacked again, except this time he fumbles the ball. Except the announcers doing the game said, well, this one actually is a safety. And then they said, safety. And then they put the points up on the board, 15-10. And then I'm thinking, you know what? This is pretty crazy, but at least he didn't fumble and whatever. We're going to win the bet. I was like, nice, 20-4. See, this is great. And then they're kicking an extra point. But the play-by-play guys are yammering on about a damn safety and stuff. Oh, I got a safety. It's like, no, they ain't got a safety. They got a touchdown. They got a touchdown, and now we lose the bet. So that, you know, you want to talk about a bad beat. Whatever, man. I'm not going to blame anybody. We've been lucky at the end of somebody's. Look at last night. We got lucky. We were on the right side of the preseason ending. It was a weird ending. Tonight, we weren't. But just what made it worse was you never actually saw the fumble. Like, it's a preseason game. It's not like it's the best camera work from somebody's local crews. You know what I mean? So they sort of had this weird overhead shot that it was just a mass of bodies. You couldn't really tell where the ball was. So the announcers didn't know. But they just kept going on about a safety. And then even after, the NFL Network comes on, and then she says, well, they just got a safety. We're going to take you to the Ram game. And I'm like, they didn't get a safety. They're kicking the extra point right now. There's nothing worse than losing at the last second in a stupid way like that. But it's even worse, like, when like, you know what I mean? You think you won, or like you're told something, or the score is wrong on a website, which sometimes happens. It was worse because, like, oh, there was a safety. You know, and it was like, no, it wasn't. It was a touchdown. Like, the announcers never said touchdown once. And then they just went to a break after. It was like, yo, that was a screw job. It was like watching the end of a wrestling show. All right, see you next week. It was like, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, my Twitter lit up. Oh, that was brutal, Morency. I'm like, you're damn right it was brutal. And then, okay, fine. You're not going to, you know, every rose has its thorn. So I lose that in that way. And then I'm on the New Orleans Saints plus 3.5. New Orleans Saints plus 3.5. Down by 10. They have the ball on the 7-yard line. They score a touchdown. We cover. Whatever. Same drill. There's 1.5 minutes left or whatever. What do I tell you guys all the time? I say all the time, well, it doesn't matter who's freaking starting these games. They always come down to the last just sort of chaotic, sort of last, like, the last couple of plays of the game with a bunch of scrubs. So here we are. It's 20-10 for the Packers. I got plus 3.5 with the Saints. Saints move the ball all the way down the field. They score a touchdown. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I just got screwed in the Panther game, but boom, it evened out. We get it back. And I had a nice little chunk on this, too. So it's like, all right, boom, we get it back. Again, it happens. Where we thought we won, but we didn't. 2 times in a row. Which, as I said, anyone that bets, and a lot of you tuning in bet, there's nothing worse than that feeling of thinking you won, but you didn't. Right? So it was the same thing. Ian Book throws a nice touchdown pass into the end zone. And the freaking referee, for whatever reason, I don't know, like, if you had money on the game, what the hell are you calling a penalty for? What do you care? There's like 44 seconds left in a preseason game, jackass. Go back to your law firm and go sue someone on your day job during the week and get out of my life. So,
hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever reason, whatever. Did the guy push off? Yeah, he pushed off. Fine. It's a preseason game, okay? Who cares? So they scored the touchdown. But they took it off the board because of all offensive pass interference. Are you kidding me? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
The late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. The bad beats continue, so I've got a CFL bet here over... I got over 52.5. I saw it closed at FanDuel, 50.5. That was a good number that FanDuel had. It was the only place that was 52.5 everywhere. So the Saskatchewan Roughriders just had the ball on like the 6-yard line, first and goal. They pulled Cody Fajardo, they pulled Cody out of the game. I'm not going to try to say his last name again. They pulled him out of the game. Mason Fine, you remember him? I can say his name, but I'm just, whatever. It's Friday. I'm done. Who cares what his name is? So, remember Mason Fine from North Texas? Mason Fine is in now at quarterback. He's not so fine. You're not so fine. In fact, you suck, okay? I have a policy where I don't rip college kids, but you know what? I'm glad to know that now that the kids are getting paid. This is the thing, actually, Matthias. Before, I don't know, you knew this. Like, for years, you remember? Everyone knows it's been tuning in. I've been doing this for 21 years now. Well, 20 and a half, going on 21. This show. And I've always had a policy. I don't rip college kids. I'll rip the coach. I'll say the team sucks. That team sucks. Their offense sucks. You know what I mean? But I'll never, like, you know what I mean? Like, if a college quarterback throws an interception, I'll never tweet out, like, this kid sucks type thing. You know, because number one, he's a kid. And number two, he was playing for free. But now, hey, hot shot. Yeah, you got an NIL deal? You're making $4 million? You're open. You're now, I swear to God, like if Quinn Ewers sucks with Texas, I can say Quinn Ewers sucks. Kid's like making millions of dollars a year, Matthias. Welcome to the real world, kid. Now, if you weren't making money and you were just getting like laid with cheerleaders and getting envelopes, I wouldn't rip you. I'd say now you're off limits. But now that you make money, you're fair game. You're a pro. Now my policy is done. So my whole point is, I wanted to rip Mason Fine when he was at North Texas. I never did. Now you're on the Rough Riders. You suck. All right. I want to get that off my chest.
That's better for the show, you know? You ripping college athletes, it's what Radio Land needs, Gabe. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I did rip a little leaguer once. I ripped a little leaguer on the air once during the Little League World Series. Little kid from Arizona booted a ball at third base. And I got pretty upset. I had money on it. I was sort of irritated by the kid. But he did it again, and I snapped on the air. I'm like, come on, man. This is for real, kid. I was like, you know, I was like, now you're costing, like, you know, I was like, thinking, I was like really mad. I was like, you got to pull this kid, man. He's costing everyone else their dream. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if you're a kid, like, you know, the other kids on the team are thinking, stop booting the ball, Timmy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you're going to screw us, man, right? Like, my team's, like, we weren't the best, like, we were not the most supportive, like, our guys, the guys I played with. Like, we would be the guys, hey, get your effort, you know what I mean? Get your effort together, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Rub some dirt on it, Gabe. Rub some dirt on it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Like, I used to chew my defenseman out all the time. Get the F out of my way next time. Like, when I can see, like. I couldn't see the puck, man. Like, I'd get mad all the time, but they'd get mad too. Like, it's just, I love the anger. Kids are nice nowadays. Kids are nice. God, like these guys, they just can't complete. Watching the CFL games, like watching an NFL preseason game, it's hard. It's like only one team's good. BC, you're good. Saskatchewan, you guys really suck. You're really bad. I need the over. I need more points here. I don't know if it can happen, though. Normally, I'm positive, but I've been screwed over, like, pretty hard over the last couple of hours. I was on the Baltimore Orioles tonight. The Orioles scored 15 runs over the first five innings against the Red Sox tonight. The Yankees have scored 14 runs over their last seven games. Wow. The Yankees have scored 14 runs over the last seven games, including three shutouts. Baltimore scored 15 runs in the first five innings against the Red Sox. Let's not forget that the Baltimore Orioles put up 15 tonight in the first five. Let's not forget the Toronto Blue Jays set a Major League Baseball record and hung 25 on the Red Sox in the first five innings. Remember that game that they won 28-5? They set a record. The 28 runs wasn't an all-time record, but the 25 in the first five innings was. Nobody had ever scored 25 runs in the first five innings of a game. So tonight, Baltimore scored 15. Yankees are struggling. We talk about those big odds as far as the division is concerned. Are they really going to blow the division? I don't think so. Yet, with the money that, you know, with the odds you're getting, it's crazy how after every game these things are changing. So remember, we started talking about this the other night, and the Blue Jays were 41-1. And we said, man, the Blue Jays are 41-1 to win a division. They're 9.5 back. They're now 17-1. They're now, so let's say they sweep. Let's say they win again Saturday, Sunday. What are they going to be, 10-1? Pretty crazy. I don't think the Yankees will sort of, they've already collapsed. Yeah, if you recall, we've talked about this a million times. I should have trademarked the line when I said the Yankees will be priced like a team that is 35 games over 500, but they're going to play like a 500 team. But they're not even playing like a 500 team, right? And they're always favorites still because of the Yankees. You could say that, well, it doesn't matter because of the playoffs, and in a way it's true. But on the other end, their confidence is getting rocked hard now. Right, like they know, we're not very good. You know what I mean? Or we're good, but we can only win if we hit home runs. And we talked about it. If you rely on the long ball, you'll die. You'll die like that. So the updated odds right now, Yankees minus 2,200. So the Blue Jays are 17-1. The Rays are now 110-1 to win the division. Great time of the sports year, huh? Hell, man, we didn't even really get into the NBA schedule all that too much. I wanted to do that earlier in the week. Our boy Pat McAfee should have asked me for some French lessons. It's a smackdown. It was in Montreal ce soir. A smackdown in Montreal. Pat McAfee, I'm seeing his... I want to see this, actually. Because I tweeted about this. I didn't see smackdown, right? I'm watching football games and stuff. But I saw, like, the tweets and, you know, about Ronda Rousey got arrested at the event tonight. Big news, Matthias. Ronda Rousey got arrested in Montreal at the Montreal Bell Center tonight. She assaulted a police officer.
What did she do? Who did she fight? Who did she have a disagreement with?
See, I was trying to, like, convince you. See, you never bought it for a second and she was really arrested, huh? Because that's how they pushed it. Like there's headlines ever. Ronda Rousey arrested tonight in Montreal. So I'll give him credit. They actually did put her in a real Montreal police car, right? So they got the real cop car, but I don't understand why you got the cop car, but you didn't go out and get, like, real uniforms. Like, you basically had a couple of jabronis in, like, security uniforms that were arresting her and putting her in a cop car. So it takes a little of the heat off. Here's just a little of advice for Triple H that's running things now. It takes a little heat off the building if everyone in the building knows those aren't real cops. At least if they look like real cops, at least you're really selling it. Like, I don't know, maybe she really did get arrested, right? You know, I don't know. They're real cops. They just put her in a real cop car, right? But if you have, like, just sort of generic stuff, you know, generic cop uniform that's like I think their cop uniform was in English. So that's why I was like, come on, guys, right? Like, your cop car was in French, and actually, like, you got that right and stuff. See, it's the little things, Matthias. You see, you think it's just on this show when I'm like, this and that, and I notice little things? Like, I watched that, and it's the first thing I thought. I was like, guys, everyone in the arena is going to know they're not real cops. You've got to, like, at least try to fool them and put on, like, local Montreal cop uniforms. You know, in Montreal once, at a WWF event many years ago, Matthias, I hit Billy Gunn in the face with a full beer. But by accident.
Like, you just nailed him, huh?
Yeah, no, like, I wasn't like, oh, I threw a beer at a wrestler, but I did. I threw a beer at a wrestler. But the thing is, it was encouraged. Like, everybody was throwing cups at him, and, like, you know what I mean? In those days, it was a long time ago. So I wasn't, you know what I mean? Everybody was throwing empty cups. Not trying to hurt him, it was just part of the wrestling. Boo, right? The thing is, I was double fisting it, bro. And I had two cups of beer. And one of them was nice and cold, but the other one was a little warmer and flat. And I took a sip of the warm and flat one. And I don't know, I flicked it at Billy Gunn's direction type of thing. Okay? Sort of like a sidearm pass. The thing is, bro, like, the weight and the gravity, because there was just enough beer in it that it flew through the air, Matthias, and it smacked him, like, right in the face, bro. And the beer went all over him.
You really nailed him there.
No, I did, like, hard, bro. Like, not, like, injury hard, but, like, poof. Like, it got him in the face with a cup of beer, okay?
Absolutely.
I got him in the face with a cup of beer. So then after he wasn't too pleased. He wasn't too happy. So he came over, and he pulled me over the gate, bro. He pulled me over the railing. Like, I was in the front row. Like, he pulled me over the fence, like, into, like, the next to the ring and stuff. Right? And then he put like my arm behind my back and he grabbed me and he goes, I'm gonna effing kill you. And everybody in the arena, Matthias.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was part of the show that I was part of it. Like, I had people coming up to me after and asking me, what's your angle? Who are you with? What's going on? You got taken down? What's up?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Mason, I'm not so fine in a quarterback right now for Saskatchewan. Nate Rourke is hurt. So Nathan Rourke, the star quarterback for the BC Lions, the former Ohio Bobcat quarterback, has been lighting it up in the CFL. The only thing that can stop the BC Lions would be a Rourke injury. I don't know. I don't think it's that serious. Like, he's on the sideline. It looked like he twisted his ankle type of deal. Like, he did need help off the field, but he's just sitting on a bench, and there's not, like, doesn't seem like there's a sense of overly panic or anything like that. So what's up with that Ram game? We're on the Rams plus 2.5, and we're on under 38.5 in this Rams-Texans game. All this talk, oh, the Rams don't care about the preseason. Rams don't care about the preseason. Yeah, Sean McVay doesn't care about the preseason. Oh, my God. So all these games come down to the wire all the time. Here we go. 17-13 right now. 5.5 minutes left. Rams on the 5-yard line. Perkins scrambling. Throws the ball. Tackle to the 1-yard line. We'll keep our eye on this. All right. Let's talk some MLS soccer right now. Let's bring in. I was talking about Pickwise earlier. Pickwise.com. Great website. All kinds of information, picks, and previews and everything else in between. Angelo Zara steps up and in from pickwise.com. Let's talk some MLS. Angelo, what's going on, man? Thanks for stepping up and in tonight. How you doing tonight?
Not too bad, Gabe. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Gambling-wise, I'm mad about the LA Galaxy blowing a 2-0 lead at home during halftime, but it is what it is. But on a personal level, awesome to be on the show and really appreciate Gabe.
It's unbelievable. Like bad beats, man, in every sport. It doesn't matter. Like,
no, yeah,
dude. So what happened? I saw they were up 2-0 and they were cruising, and yeah, it ends up 3-3. Final score. As the Sounders come on strong, they score in the 53rd minute, 61st minute, and 73rd minute.
Yeah, they were peppering the Galaxy netminder with shots on net, and that's when I started being a little concerned. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again. Typical MLS game, but it is what it is. We move on, right?
All right, so let me ask you, let's start off with the Red Bulls. You know, we don't have to give a pick for every game or anything like that, but you got the Red Bulls at FC Cincinnati. For me, I was sort of focusing in on CF Montreal and the Rev just because they're both so hot right now. They're both playing great soccer right now. I mean, the Revolution have been on absolute fire, and meanwhile, Montreal, one of the surprise stories in the league. Hard to disagree that, right? Nobody thought that the former Impact CF Montreal would be that good this year.
No, exactly. I think they're not getting enough credit as they deserve. They are, 10 of their 12 home games, they are scoring at home. So I have that game as a best bet for both teams to score at minus 150. As I said, like, both clubs are averaging over 1.5 goals over per game. The Reds are giving up 2 goals per game on the road. So I don't know how this game stays under. Like, I love both teams scoring, like, in this game. Like, it could be a 2-1 game, a 1-1 game. I don't know, but I just gut feel for me both teams to score at minus 150. I noticed the line has gone down to minus 143, so if you want to jump on that, go for it.
I don't know. I like that play, actually. I think it's a good eye. For the record, the Rams have just scored and taken a 2017 lead, so that's good news. The other bad news is we've got the under. So hopefully this game just stays the way it is, 20-17 right now. We'll keep everybody up to date. So this is unbelievable, guys. The New England Revolution have only lost 2 of their last 17 matches, okay? They're coming off a 2-2 draw with TFC. And as Angelo just mentioned, she likes both teams to score. I can't disagree. Montreal came back and they beat Houston 3-2. And something we should note, New England have won 6 straight matches against Montreal. That's the longest winning streak in the MLS by any team over any other team. What about you're just going to play the total here tomorrow? Do you think Montreal can win this game on their home pitch? Or I don't think they lose. So I think either they're gonna draw or they'll win the game. And I don't like the draw or no bet thing because I don't like wasting my time. I'd rather just take a team at plus half a goal. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm big on the Asian handicap, Angelo, too. You know what I mean? The 0.00 plus 0.5, etc. That's right. How I'll look at this because I think Montreal comes to play tomorrow at home.
Well, no, I totally agree. It's funny. I'm kind of the opposite of you. I do like to draw, like the double. I do like the double chance, like win or draw at home. But I don't know. I think Wilfred Nancy, the head coach of CF Montreal, I think, you know what? They're in second place. They're not getting the buzz that you hear from any other Canadian team in the MLS here. So you know what? I think they should be able to breach a goal on this New England Revolution team, and at the same time, Revolution, they're scoring at will on the road, too. So, I don't know. I hate doing, like, the whole safe bet, like, scared money never wins. But I'm just taking the easy way out and betting both teams to score here.
Well, it sounds like a winner to me. All right, so I mentioned TFC. Mm-hmm. TFC, obviously, underachieved this year. But with the addition of the Italians, they do have a spark right now. So they're on the pit. Yeah, they're on the pitch here tomorrow against Miami, Inter Miami. What do you think about this game? Can TFC keep their hot streak going? They're also lighting up the lamp as well, these guys. So hard to bet an under in a TFC match as well. But you got TFC as underdogs against Inter Miami. What's your take on this match?
No, I totally agree with you, Gabe. Like, there's no way, like, from this point until the end of the season, I'm not taking an under in a TFC game. With Bernardeschi and Insigne arrival, this team has scored 13 goals in their last 5 MLS matches. So
we're
going to rack up. I think they're going to rack up the goals like in Miami, and Miami on their own home pitch in their home games have racked up. They're averaging 2 goals per game at home. So I see like a 2-2, 3-2 game here. I don't know. I can't pick a side in this game, but I just see an over 3.5. It's that plus money. So I have to run with that bet.
Yeah, unfortunately, the 2.5 guys, over under 2.5 is minus 200 to the over at 2.5. Both teams to score is minus 225 as well. But there are going to be goals in this match. And I think here's a good example, actually. So this is what I love, my approach. So, you know, TFC, they're underdogs. So then let's look at the Asian handicap here. So big fan of the Asian handicap. So look, TFC... TFC plus half a goal is like minus 130. See, that's not bad. You know, if they win the game, all right. If they tie, okay. I guess, you know, there's different ways of approaching it with the draw or a win. But I like TFC to be in this game, and I also think there will be goals in this match as well. Did you have an opinion on the Red Bulls at FC Cincinnati match?
I did, but before that, just some player props on the TFC-Miami game. Since the team is, like, lighting it up recently. Like, Lorenzo Insigne is plus 110. and Iowa Canola is plus 187. Like with Bernanke setting up these players, I would I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on them, but I would sprinkle a little money for them for any time goal scorers. It's great money for plus money to be, for me.
Nothing wrong with that. Angelo Zara, pickwise.com, talking MLS with us, taking a look at Saturday's slate. Tony Finn will join us from Area 51. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We got Jeff Reinbold, player development, head of player development of the Hawaii Warrior football program. We'll step up, and then they got Vanderbilt next week, week zero. A lot of stuff to get to. So, all right, what about the Red Bull and Cincinnati match? Any take on that one?
Actually, I do. I wrote up on it, and I like Cincinnati for the double chance. So to win or draw in New York, the Red Bulls are the worst side, or they actually have the worst home record for an Eastern Conference side in the MLS. So I have to take a chance with Cincinnati. They've won six, or they've collected 66% results on the road, so a win or a draw. So I can't go against that grain there. The Red Bulls are struggling at home. I have to go with a decent roadside in this matchup.
All right, like the boldness. I wanted to ask you about the Vegas. So, you know, we were talking earlier, like, wow, you know, LA, the Galaxy blow the 2-0 lead, and then suddenly it's 3-3. One team that is a pretty wild team as well as the Vancouver Whitecaps.
No, I'm a fan of them, so it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, right? So, like, they're capable. It could be 1-1. It could be 0-0. It might be 4-4, right, like with these guys. But if anything, there's a little bit of a pattern that's developed. I mean, over the last couple of years, their drill is they always get points and results at home, and they can get a draw. When things are going well with the Caps guys, they'll get a draw on the road, and they'll win at home. They'll just sort of rack that up in that way. But it's amazing how, bro, they can look so good and so bad in the same week, right? From a Wednesday to a Saturday. Like, it's amazing with this team. So you never really know which team you're going to get, except it seems to me when they're on the road, they give up a lot of goals. They just do, right? Like, it's hard to bet an under on a Whitecap road game. What do you think about this game against Real Salt Lake?
No, I totally agree, Gabe, and like going back a bit with the Whitecaps winning the Canadian Championship there against Toronto FC a couple of weeks back ago, I think that was their season. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a big thing. And that's what I'm saying, bro. I was at the Chicago Fire match before that. Right. I saw the Whitecaps in the Fire play, and the Fire aren't a great team, but Fire, man, they looked awesome, and they rolled them 3-1. And then they turn around and they beat TFC with the Italian superstars. So that's what I'm saying. They're all over the place, the Caps. I like them. They have heart, but what about the spot against Salt Lake? What's your take?
The spot against Salt Lake, I actually have them both teams scoring. Like, RSL, like Real Salt Lake, they have 8 goals in their last 5 home matches. They just seem to give up goals on the road, like as you stated. The Whitecaps aren't a strong home team, but they are able to manage to find the back of the net. Real Salt Lake, they're a strong home team. Like, I expect Real Salt Lake, maybe like a 2-1 win, maybe like at worst, like a 1-1 drawback. I don't know, like, I just envision both teams finding the back of the net on each other here.
I can't argue with that either. There's no way I would say
34. Like, it's a low price. Like, I have to. I've jumped on it. Like, it might go up, but I had to take it.
No one's getting a clean sheet in this game. Exactly.
No.
All right. So listen, we got about 30 seconds or a minute here before the break comes up. So what's a match I didn't bring up? That is there another game that you like that we should take a look to bet on tomorrow before we get you out of here?
Actually, on Sunday night, I like, hold on a sec here. I like both teams to score in Nashville and FC Dallas. FC Dallas has scored in 10 and 13 road matches, and Nashville has only scored 11 and 12 of their home games. So only one missed own opportunity had scored at home.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Angelo Zara. Good job, Angelo. Pickwise.com. Late night anger masterclass. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That anger management class. Good job by Angelo Zara. He told us before in the match, he goes, man, I'm a fan of the show. I'm a little nervous. I said, it'll be all good. And great job. We'll get Angelo on again. MLS playoffs aren't all that far off. Hey, the World Cup's not all that far off, actually. Huh? It's getting real. I said SmackDown was in Montreal earlier. Was it in Montreal or was it in Quebec City? Was it Montreal? Because I'm going to tell you, like, I'm going to be honest. I see it here right now, and I'm looking, and I'm like, you know what? I've been in this arena, like, you know, 772 times before, all right? I've been in that arena, Montreal, a lot. And I'm like, I don't recognize anything. I'm looking at it, I'm like, it doesn't look like Montreal. And I got to be honest, when I saw the McAfee video, because he did a thing about go Habs, go. And I think Pat, like, you know, smart way to try to play up to the crowd. And he got a good pop, but it wasn't like the full pop. Even I was like, listen, well, not a full pop for the Habs. I think someone will know. We got to have a wrestling fan in the house here. Were they in Quebec City? I saw the ads. I know they're in Montreal and Quebec City, right? The cities are beside each other, so I don't know what their tapings and what's live and what's not with this. I think SmackDown's live now, though, right, on Friday nights? We'll get to the bottom of this. I liked his picks. I can't argue with those picks. Vancouver Whitecaps and Salt Lake. I'll tell you what, Vancouver ain't shutting out Salt Lake. And I don't think they get shut out either. Same thing, TFC and Inter Miami. There's going to be goals in that match. The both teams to score. I like where he's going with that both teams to score stuff. You don't have to sweat out who actually wins. All right, we've been informed it is Montreal. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.